This is the Christian Life Center weekly podcast. Visit us online at missoulachurch.com.
So this is obviously one of my, I don't know about you, but this is one of my favorite things we do all year at Christian Life Center. We think of Christmas, and sometimes when, I don't know about you, but when I think of Christmas, a lot of times there's one word that describes it. There's one word that can sum up Christmas, the Christmas story, and it's this idea, and it's this one word called disruption. I don't know if you know what disruptions are all about, but disruption. We've all experienced it. That word, that thing in our life, this disruption, we've all experienced it in some shape or some form. Maybe in this past year of 2023, if you really had to sit back and think about it, you could point to points, to times of disruption in your life. And maybe you had the ultimate plan this year for 2023. It was going to be your year. It was going to be your year family-wise. It was going to be your year health-wise. It was going to be your year financially wise and business wise. Like we all had, like maybe you had 20 books you were going to read this year. You read a half. Maybe you had 20 pounds you were going to lose this year. Maybe you had 20 days of vacation that you were going to take this year. Maybe you had $20 you were going to save this year and you didn't. But something happened, something disrupted your plans, they disrupted your goals. Maybe you had this idea that I was gonna do this project on your home or your house and you were gonna get that done, but disruption happened. Maybe you had your health planned out, but Krispy Kreme drive-through disrupted that for you, right? And we all go through it. Disruption happens in all shapes and forms. And this is why on Christmas, we can talk about disruption, right? What do we do? And this is kind of the theme of our talk today is simply this. What do you, when your life is disrupted, what do? When your life is disrupted, when you had a plan or you had an agenda and something else absolutely happened in your life. It actually reminds me of this toy. I don't know if any of you ever know what this toy does, right? Maybe you've seen this before. And it's like life, right? It's just everything's spinning, it's going great, and you're just waiting around, and you know something is going to happen. You know that maybe something's going to mess up, and you don't know when it's going to happen, right? You're just like living life, and everything's going great, and then it happens. It just pops up. I don't know why I've played with this toy since I bought it, and it still scares me every time this thing pops up. And then you know, life disrupts you, and then you go, okay, this disruption happened in my life, and I didn't practice this. And you get it all put back together again. Everything's perfect. You're like, okay, on to the next thing. Because I've got this taken care of, and everything is good now. But then eventually, right? You just keep going through life, and eventually everything seems good. I mean, here's what you understand about life. You know that, yeah, eventually you just live life, and eventually, it's always gonna. You don't know when, but you can pretty much expect that something is gonna pop up. Like something's gonna happen in your life when you least expect it. It always disrupts your life. And when you deal with disruption, you have to figure out, what is my response when disruption happens to me? How am I going to handle it? Like, so this morning, quickly, I want to show you today a story of some people whose lives were disrupted in the Christmas story. Like Luke that we just kind of read to you on the video, this talks about these people. They were called shepherds. And these shepherds, you got to understand, was probably, that they were the very first people that the angel appeared to. They were the first ones that heard the announcement that this Messiah, that Jesus was born, right? And now they're at this place. What do? Life is disrupted. Now you got to understand that shepherding was a profession that is all throughout the Bible. Shepherding is from the Old Testament to the New, and actually it's the first profession mentioned in the very first book of the Bible called Genesis. We see a lot of the heroes of the faith throughout the whole scriptures who were shepherds. Like when we see God himself in the Bible, he's referred to as a shepherd. Psalms 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd. When we look at Jesus, Jesus was actually described as the good shepherd. And so we know that the shepherd, this idea is throughout the whole Bible. But many times we don't quite understand because we live in Missoula, Montana, right? It would be weird to go down Reserve Street and have people herding sheep down Reserve Street. Like you, that would be, I mean, I think we'd all would stop and take pictures of that. It would be kind of weird. Like it doesn't work that way. And so we aren't completely sold on the imagery of a shepherd. But I want you to get this morning. In their culture, back in these days, this was probably the most common, the most useful, and even probably the most spiritual profession to have. So these shepherds we see in Luke, they were in their fields nearby. The Bible says probably close to Jerusalem, close to where the temple was in Jerusalem, because they would need the sheep to go to the temple to sacrifice. And this is what it says in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, and it'll be on the screen for you. And it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." Now, I just want you to see here this part of the scripture that lays it. These guys were like you and me. They were just doing normal life. They were just, it's a normal day for them, a normal evening. They're just going through life normally. And then, wow, something happens. Look what it says. "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." Now pause for a second, just for, you need to get this in this story, right? Because this sounds great. This angel appeared to them, it tells, and it shows up, and they're just sitting there, and it's beautiful because it's like the angel appeared to them, the glory of the Lord shone. Doesn't that sound awesome? I mean, doesn't that sound like a great picture you could put in your house? Like a nice saying you put on your wall, and it's a beautiful thing. And after the angel appeared to them, the Bible says that they hugged each other and they drank hot cocoa together. And they sat around and said, "Wasn't this wonderful?" I mean, is that what the Bible says? I think if you pause, thank you. That's not what the Bible said from the mouth of a four-year-old. The Bible says this, right? "And they were terrified." And they were terrified. I want you to think about that for just a moment. They are freaked out. I don't think we would be freaked out. The unexpected, how do you know this? The unexpected, the disruption in your lives always freaks us out. I mean, it causes panic, right? And we go to a place where we don't know what to do in the midst of disruption. And this particular scenario is obviously God brought the disruption into their lives, but there are many times when God doesn't bring it into your life. And so when the disruption happens, how do we react? How do we respond to the disruption that is always going to come to our lives? A normal approach for all of us is to be terrified. A normal approach for all of us is, well, I got to fix this. A normal approach when disruption comes is to freak out. It's to what am I going to do? And I want to encourage you today, and if you're sitting here this morning and you're in a season right now where you're terrified, where you're confused, where you're doubting because something didn't go as planned, something didn't go the way you wanted it to go this year, I want you to know this morning, this Christmas Eve, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. God's got your name and he's got your story in mind today. Because like the shepherds, there was purpose to the disruption. There was purpose to the disruption. So I want to show it to you quickly in this Christmas Eve story that we're reading. What do you do? What is your response when your life is disrupted? So here's the first one real quick for you. When life is disrupted, can I encourage you to listen to God? Listen to God. And you might say to yourself, well, that's very simple, Pastor, but I want you to understand how significant that is because many times in our lives, when disruption happens, we go to so many different other places. Like when disruption happens in our lives, oftentimes we go to our feelings. How do I feel? We might surround ourselves with, immediately call up a friend, hey, this disruption, what do you think? We look for other places. We look to popular culture to help us in the midst of the disruptions that happen in our lives. And we wonder why we go from disruption to mess. Like, why? How do we go from disruption to chaos? Disruption to being cynical, from disruption to doubt and lack of trust. Why do we go this way? Because we didn't listen to the right thing. Life really is about who are you listening to? About a year ago, I had this weird out of nowhere pain show up in one side of my back, and it hurt to sit, like it hurt to stand, it hurt if I moved a certain way, it would hurt, and it would come on all of a sudden and then go away, and it was really painful. And so I did what all of us do. I went to Dr. Google, right? And I went to Dr. Google, and when I went to Google, I found out in just a couple minutes that my life was about to end. I was about to die. Google told me that. It gave me every ailment that is wrong with me at that point. And I remember getting off. I remember, first of all, everyone always told you don't do that. So I don't know why I did that. But I do remember, why did I go to the outside source first instead of going to God first? Like, God, what is this disruption in my life? And isn't it our tendency in life, when life is disrupted and when something goes wrong, we go to the world and everything else instead of going to God, who holds it all and controls it all? Can I encourage you, as we close out this year, if you are feeling disrupted in your life, can I encourage you, this is not a time to run from God. This is a time to run to God. If you feel disruption in your life and doubt and chaos, if you're growing cynical, this is not an opportunity to turn from God, but this is an opportunity to run to God. This is an opportunity for you to experience God, to pause and to be still and listen to God. He's got something to say to you. I mean, look what happens in our story. It goes on, it says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you that you will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, it says, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Love this. So what God was speaking in the midst of their disruption. They're terrified, and here comes this voice behind all of it to give them comfort and to give them peace. What is God saying in these scriptures? God was speaking in the midst of the disruption. And you know what he's saying to them? He's saying, listen, joy is available to you. Peace is available to you. You might seem lost, but a Messiah has come. Life may seem dark, but God's reminding them that life has come to dispense the darkness. Man, can I encourage you on Christmas? It might seem as though your life is hopeless. It might seem that it's lost, but God is still speaking. In the midst of our chaotic world, God is still speaking. And he wants to bring joy and peace and hope and light into your life. And you need to know this morning that one of the names given to him at the very beginning, his name was Emmanuel, which simply means God is with us. And he can be with you, and he is with you in the midst of your disruption. So here's some good news for you today. Simply, this will be on the screen. God is speaking, but are you listening? God is speaking, but are you listening? When you're in a season when you feel disrupted, can I encourage you, listen to God. Listen for God. And you may say, because I know the question that's gonna come up to some of us in the room is like, I don't know how to hear from the Lord. Like, how do you hear from God? I know that can be confusing at times, but here's how I wrote it down today. Here's what I believe. If you wanna hear from God, you need to read the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. So that's why we are a Bible-believing church. Why? Because we need God's word. And the more you read God's word, the more you realize how his voice sounds. Like literally in the Middle East, my friends have seen this before. I haven't been to Jerusalem, but they've seen it where there could literally be two roads where a shepherd is walking their sheep, and they will come to this road where they all blend together. And you're like, oh my gosh, aren't you going to lose your sheep? Are they going? They're all mixed together yet. And when they come to the other fork in the road, all the shepherd has to do is make a voice sound, and the sheep will part and follow that shepherd. Why? Because they know his voice. They're comforted by it. They understand it. So you recognize when you spend time with God, you listen to his word, you start to recognize his voice. When you are facing disruptions and problems in your life, if you've never done this, because people can think it can be pretty overwhelming to read God's word. Whether you are new here, this is your first time with us, or you've been here for a while, I want to challenge everyone in this room today. No matter what church affiliation you're part of, I want to challenge you to this day, put it on your calendar, schedule it daily, make it a New Year's resolution that in 2024, I will read some portion of the Bible every day. And as you do that, I promise you, you will learn to hear the voice of God. Maybe consider, if you're in the room today, I want to consider you joining us as a church. We as a church, we are going to walk through and we're encouraging our normal people to read the Bible in a year. So we have this QR code that's gonna come up on the screen here right now. And I wanna encourage you, if you have your phone, if not, we'll have them out on a stand over the next couple Sundays. But I wanna encourage you, if you have a QR code, you could put your phone up there. But here's what we're gonna do. We are gonna go through a plan as a church to read the Bible in a year. And the plan just simply outlines every day what chapters you need to read. And you'll find yourself, if you follow the plan, by 365 days, you will be you'll be crazy to go, I just finished the whole Bible in a year. And so we as a church start in January 1st. We're going to walk through a plan together to read the Bible in a year. And the only reason we want to do that, why? Because we want to hear the voice of God. And he will speak through his word because we need to get God's word in our lives. So I don't know, hear me church, I don't know what disruptions that's going to happen in 2024, but I do know that God's going to speak in the midst of your disruption. I do know that. So he's got something he wants to say, and we need to know how to hear his voice when he says it, and you hear it by reading God's word. Here's the second one I want to encourage you with today. When life is disrupted, look for God. When life is disrupted, look for God. I find it interesting that what happened with the shepherds, not only did they listen to God, but look what they did. Starting in verse 15, it says this, and when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. I find it interesting, right? What happened with these shepherds? Not only did they listen to God, but they did something else. They made a point to intentionally seek him out, to seek God out. Let me challenge you, no matter if you've been following the Lord for 5 months or 50 years, can I let you know this morning, there's more of God for you to experience than you've ever experienced before. There's more to him. There's another level to God that you can experience, but you will never get there accidentally. You will always get there intentionally. It's not a matter of it's not a matter of happenstance, but it's a decision that you and I make. So I want to challenge you to look for God in the midst of your disruptions. If you're in a dark season right now, look for God in the middle of your disruption. Like, well, I remember one Christmas during COVID. I don't know if you guys ever heard of a thing called COVID, but there was this thing called COVID where we couldn't go anywhere. And I remember it was around Christmas time, and my kids and I were doing a Christmas puzzle together, something we didn't always do together. And it was difficult. It was 1,000 pieces, and it was a lot of work, right? And there were moments where I had to repent as a dad, right? There were things I yelled out to my kids like, stop, right? Or have you ever said this, if you've done a puzzle with your kids, it doesn't go there, right? And I got to the point where I'm like, just get away from the table. I'm gonna do this. This is my puzzle. not my proudest moment as a father, okay? But it was a Christmas, I don't know if you know the movie, it's our favorite Christmas Eve movie to watch together. It's this movie called A Christmas Story. And it was a picture of the Christmas Story scenes, and the big picture on the front was a picture of Ralphie, the main character. And so we're there, I finally get the puzzle done. We look, and there was one piece missing right off the face of Ralphie. And I'm like, how many have been there before where there's one piece? Like, it doesn't feel complete. Like, how do you leave it like that? You go, you have to figure out something. And I'm mad. I'm yelling at my kids. Did you take my piece of puzzle? And I thought our little demon dog might have ate it, you know, like ate that one piece. And then so we looked everywhere for it. And it wasn't long that we found the one piece right sitting under the area rug under the kitchen table. And we were so excited. Okay, I was so excited to find that one piece that I was looking for that completed the picture. I want to encourage you today. Listen, if you will take a moment to search for God in the midst of your disruption, you will find him. If you will put your hope and your trust in him, you will find him. You will find what you're looking for. You will find God in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of your doubt. In fact, the Bible, James writes it this way. He says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That's a promise. Intentionally draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So how do we do this, right? Well, let me give you another practical way for us as a church here at Christian Life Center. We at Christian Life Center started January 1, do another thing called 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's a game changer for your life. And I want to say this to you. It doesn't matter if you attend our church or you don't. It can be your own personal choice to say, I want to start my first 21 days of January getting to know God better. Searching for God. You don't have to come here to do it. You can do it on your own. Like, I'm going to take 21 days and I'm going to make sure that every day I'm going to pray. Every day I'm going to fast something. I'm going to do something to draw closer to God. I'm going to draw close to him because that's what God wants to do in my life. It's that 21 days of saying, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to focus on him. I'm going to go after him. It's a choice that you make. And you may be a Christmas, Easter type of Christian, and that's okay. But I'm going to encourage you to change it up this year. Start 21 days in January and focus on prayer and giving up some certain things. All of us in the room, I don't care who you are, if you will make that decision, watch how you will have the best year yet. If you will make that decision, watch how when you start your year off spiritually, God will do incredible things. And when disruption comes to your life, you'll be able to say, hey, wait, I think I got this. I think God's in the midst of this. If this year, 2023, has not gone the way that you wanted it to go, can I encourage you? How about changing it up this year and putting God first? Right at the beginning of the year. Because we believe this, prayer connects us with God. We believe that fasting disconnects us from the world. And so we do little things like maybe I'm going to give up sugar for 21 days. Maybe I'm not going to post on Instagram or social media for 21 days. Maybe I'm going to give up soda. Oh, God, help me. Give up soda for 21 days. Maybe I'm going to give up some kind of hobby or just something that I remove for 21 days that connects me closer to God. And what happens when you connect with God, you find that God is with you like you've never had him with you before. And he shows you things like he's never shown you before. Hear me, if you're here, and you have had 2023 disruptions that have hurt you. Maybe you found yourself here on Christmas Eve broken. Maybe you find yourself here this morning cynical. Let me say this. God is in the midst of where you are right now. You might not know it. You might not feel it. But I want to tell you, God is in the midst of whatever you are right now. I do not believe that God causes all the disruptions in our life. I don't believe that. I don't believe God causes all the disruptions in our life. But I do think God can use them. And God is in the midst of all of them. No matter what you go through. I'm going to ask our worship team to help us. So no matter what and where you are, no matter what you're walking through right now, you need to look for God. The Bible says it this way in Psalms 34, right? The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. If you feel crushed today, I want you to know that God can save you. He can offer hope and peace to you in the midst of your situation. Let me give you the last one real quick. You don't simply listen to God and you don't just simply look for God. But when life is disrupted, I think we need to let others know. Like, I love this story when we see how the shepherds made this intentional decision. And look what they did. It says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd had said to them. I think it's so interesting that these shepherds, you know, they didn't have a degree. They didn't go to seminary or Bible college. They weren't perfect. They definitely weren't eloquent. But they had an experience. And their experience was what was needed to change somebody else's life. Their experience gave them a story. Now, I don't know what you brought into the room today. I don't know what situations you're facing, what kind of challenges that you've brought into our room, into this room this morning. But I do know this, it's not without a purpose. It's not without a purpose. I know there's something on the other side of disruption, hear me. There is something on the other side of disruption. And if you will only lean into God, if you will listen for God, if you will look for God, if you will let him have a place in your life, eventually the disruption you're in will be the testimony that you will have to how good God is. If you will hang in there, it will be a testimony to how real God is, to how faithful God is. You'll be able to say, hey, this Christmas story about this baby Jesus 2,000 years ago, it's more than a story. It's a reality. Because it happened in my life. He is real. Because it happened in my life, it pointed to me that he is good. Because it happened to my life, it pointed to me that God really is faithful. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. He can do it for you. One of the famous Christmas songs talks about this very story, and you probably know it because we actually sing it this morning. Remember the words, it says, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. There's something about the idea that when we experience Christ, when we experience his goodness, when we experience his grace, like our natural response when we experience God is to share it to the world around us. And I believe this today, maybe in this room, but definitely outside of this room. People are hurting today. People are confused today. People are experiencing disruption right now on Christmas Eve. Much like 2,000 years ago, man, it was dark. At the time of Jesus' birth, it was dark in our world. It was chaotic in their world. It was disruptive in their world. But how many know, all of a sudden, light entered the world. Light entered the world. And when light came into the world, it dissipated everything else. Light came in the world, and it came from causing an experience to tell the world, hey, that a good God has come. And that same good God 2,000 years ago is the same good God that's here in 2023. I love this. I wrote down this way. The gospel, I just believe this, is too good of news to keep it to ourselves. It's just too good of news to keep it to ourselves. And as you go today or tomorrow and you have Christmas dinner and you connect with family and you connect with friends, maybe the disruptions of this last year, maybe those disruptions that you faced are an opportunity for you to share how you found God. Maybe it's an opportunity for you to share how God is so good and so faithful and so trustworthy in the midst of your disruption. Maybe, just maybe, God could use our mess for his message. Maybe God could use our mess for his message, because God is in the midst of every disruption. There's an African-Canadian composer, his name was Nathaniel Deep, who added another verse to this famous Christmas song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And it reads like this, it'll be on the screen. If you cannot sing like angels, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. That's the Jesus we serve. And when it comes to your life and disruptions, your life is going to be summed up one day. And the summary of your life will be the fact that your greatest success is not going to be what you did. Your greatest success is not going to be how big your 401k is, or how you grew your business, or it's not going to be all the things that you acquired. Our greatest success is not what we do, but who we serve and who we reach. That's our greatest success. And I want to encourage you, God is with you. Just like with those shepherds, that same God is with you today. He hasn't abandoned you, or he hasn't forsaken you. You hold out hope. You hold out trust, right? And wherever you are today, you will find that God is with you. He's with you. Wherever you are, no matter where you find yourself in life, you can be assured this Christmas Eve, God is with you. Bow your heads with me. Lord, I just come to you this morning, and we thank you for this opportunity we have to worship you and to celebrate you on Christmas Eve. I thank you for all of our friends that are chosen to be with us here at this 10 o'clock service. And as we said at the beginning, God, I don't think it's an accident that anyone is here this morning. That God, you have destined us to be here. And we are thankful for that. And so with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, no one looking around, I just want to take a moment before we close out. If you're here today and you need peace, if you're here today and you need joy, maybe you're here today and you simply would say to God, I just need to be understood today, God. Maybe you're here today and you need to look for God. Maybe you're here today and you need to hear from God. I want the opportunity to pray for you. And right there where you're sitting, no one's going to mess you around, no one's going to embarrass you. Just right where you are, if you're here today, you're like, man, I need peace, I need joy. I just need the Savior. I've faced disruptions and I need that peace. I need to hear from God. I need to look for God. If that's you this morning, I'm going to ask you, I just want to know who I'm praying for. If that's you, would you just put your hand up and put it right back down again? I just want to know who I'm praying for. Thank you. Anyone else? Real quick, come on. I want to pray real quick. Thank you. Thank you. I see hands. The Lord is good. So Lord, we come to you today. We pray that peace would flood this place. So many people have faced lives of disruption. And we just ask God, Lord, your joy, your hope, your peace would flood us. Help us to be intentional to hear you. Help us to be intentional to find you, to seek you. And Lord, as we seek you and as we go after you, your word reminds us that we will find you. You're not hidden. You're not abandoned. You're there waiting. So I pray that today for those who have faced disruption in 2023, maybe just facing disruption right now, Lord, I pray that they would see God in the midst of the disruption. We love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you stand to your feet with us this morning? Let's just take a moment of reverence as you get your candles ready, just to revere and honor Jesus. Let's sing together.
Resurrected 3 days later, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father and he intercedes for us. And Lord, I pray that as we're gathered here today, that Lord, you're moved to move on the hearts of those in this room. Again, those who are facing disruption, those who are facing challenges and choices and situations and health problems and on and on, God, that as we face those things, we don't have to live in darkness. We don't have to live hopeless. But we have a light that's come into the world to give us hope, to give us peace, to give us joy. And I pray that over your people today. May they find joy. May they find peace this Christmas season. And so, Lord, we love you, we honor you, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said, well, thank you for being with us this morning. And this is a normal church service for us. So if you don't have a church, we'd love to have you with us. You can leave your candles on the, turn them off and leave them on the chair there for our 4 o'clock service. And anything we can do for you, we love you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas season. Merry Christmas.
This is the Christian Life Center weekly podcast. Visit us online at missoulachurch.com.